change applications. Eight, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
And is the applicant, is Gary here or is, do you have a representative?
We're both here. Yes.
Do you both want to speak or is your representative going to speak on your behalf?
She's going to speak on my behalf.
Okay, is it Marie?
Yes.
If you would, Marie, please, you'll speak and then we have three other folks who would like to speak.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Yes, please.
Okay. I want to show here for a second, looking at this map. Can you zoom out a little bit so you see more of the people across the street? Okay.
Do we have a pointer for her? No, we've never had a pointer in there.
Yeah.
But we did for a while.
But I didn't know that
it ever worked. Sometimes we have a laser.
Oh, that
makes
you can,
it a little easier for you.
Easier to do.
It may
fade
out. It's this one right
More?
No, that was good.
Okay.
Okay. So, Gary's house. But it's just going to be easier for me. Okay. Gary's house is here. This house in the cul-de-sac is a vacation rental. This house right here, I have a letter in my packet. They own their home. They said they're fine with, they wrote a letter in support of Gary. This house here is a vacation rental. This house here, they don't rent their home. They also provided a letter saying they're fine with the vacation rental there. And then this house right here is a vacation rental home. This house right here has recently been purchased and I haven't met those neighbors. However, in talking to the HOA today, she said that they had mentioned when they purchased it, they haven't approached the HOA to do it yet, but they had mentioned they may make theirs a vacation home rental also. So I'm just trying to show that compatibility, they're all around us. Now, I wanted to, so last week I provided, and I'll go quickly over that, and then we'll go, get into the new information. When we were denied, it was a small board, but 20 permits have been granted. Two permits have been denied. The one permit that was denied, it put a financial strain on that lady. She was frustrated with everything. She just put her home up on the market right after the meeting. So we have been basically the only ones that have been denied. There was a small board that day. The chair broke the tie. And I'll get into the tie here in a second. The chair broke the tie. I asked him for a compatibility, compliance, or legal reason. And in my packet that I had last week or last month, I transcribed the minutes or transcribed the entire tape, that part of it. I am a certified transcriptionist. And basically what he said was, I'm not going to explain to you how and why I vote. Let's go on to the next case. So I was given no reason. When I was given the denial from P&Z department, there was no reason listed. I contend that the vote was illegal because when he asked for the ayes, if you listen to the tape, there sounds as if there are at least three ayes. There were five people there. Mr. Fabian, who has voted no every time, voted no. Mr. Kitchen looked up kind of, you know, like kind of queried, and he looked at him, and he got excited and said, nay. So at the very worst, he had voted aye, and then changed his votes after all the votes were in. At the very least, he had abstained from voting and voted after all the votes were in. I consider that an illegal vote. Again, no compliance. Now, I do have a couple of questions. And first, too, before we even get started listening to the people back here, I would like the board to ask by a show of hands, how many people actually live either on Stony Point or Black Rock? I know you do, but behind me, I'd like to know, because we had so many complaints last time,
and only one of them live in that neighborhood. The rest are all in the villas, which were way, you know, across the development. But my question, I have a couple of questions for the board, and one, Mr. K, if you look at, I did a spreadsheet, and I showed who voted nay, who voted yay for each one of the votes. It was pretty clear as to people taking stands. If they voted nay, they voted nay every time. If they voted yay, they voted yay every time. Mr. Kitchen, however, voted nay three times and yay possibly three times. The minutes didn't say on this one who that second nay vote was, and so I didn't know whether it was Doug Fabian or Mr. Kitchen. Looking at the history, it was probably Doug Fabian. So my question is, the properties are all pretty much the same. What was the criteria for your nays, and what was the criteria for your yays? I mean, why did you distinguish differences between the permits?
I don't think I have to answer that at this.
You don't have to answer that.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll go on, but that is a question.
I don't think the vote count is accurate, by the way, but I'm not going to respond to that.
Then Mr. Stewart, he voted no 17 times in a row. So obviously it was pretty clear where he was in the decision. On the night that he broke the tie, he was the chair at that time, and he wouldn't give me a reason as to why he did it, but he did say, and it's quoted in my packet, basically that I've been against it from the beginning, and I'm not going to change now. So my vote is nay, it's denied. However, the next two meetings, he voted yay. Now I question, if he voted no 17 times, voted yay three times, which one was the meeting before ours, two were the meeting after ours, is he questioning his other nays? If he is, if he's taken a different stance on the situation, then it doesn't really matter on all the other votes, because they were either like 3-1, 4-1, 6-2, you know, or whatever. So if he had voted yay on those, it wouldn't have changed those votes, but it would have changed ours. And so I, you know, it just, to me, it appears to be, if you vote 17 times no and you tell me straight up, I am not changing my mind on this issue, and then all of a sudden you vote three times yes to grant issue a permit. So those other things, if you have questions, I'd love to do it. You know, I'd love to answer any questions. I know that we have some. Again, we'll go back to the hot tub is always a question in this. The hot tub is this little tiny blip right here. When Scott shows you the other pictures that actually show you, you know, the yard and everything, we saw that the vegetation is all the way around. There are two sets of bushes here. There's a couple little trees here. You can't even see the hot tub anywhere from the road. We've had a man hit up in several meetings and say that the hot tub is right below his bedroom window. It's here. We have vegetation here to hide it. There's the road. This right here is a 8 to 10 foot bluff. And then these houses, you can see how far away they are from the back. Granted, you can hear noise anytime anybody's outside. For the other places, for the villas, they complained about noise when the people were out there with their grills. With the houses, we can have the grill in the backyard because we have a private patio. The villas can't. So anything that brings people outside is going to be a little bit of noise. But it doesn't make a difference that it's a vacation rental. You could have people living full-time in that house with teenagers having parties every single night. We rent that home less than one-third of the year. And out of that 100 days or so, and that's in a good year, and out of those 100 days or so, not everybody uses the hot tub. And when they do, a lot of times it's maybe one night out of their 3 or 7 night stay. So that, you know, in the hot tub itself, that home was always meant to have a hot tub. The developer put in, when he built the home, he put in a hot tub pad. When Gary looked at the home, they promised him they would buy him a hot tub and put it in for him if he bought the home. So that home has always been HOA, developer approved. It's always been meant to have a hot tub. Again, one-third of the year is better than 365 days a year with people outside. So anyway, I do think that the P&Z was unfair. They've singled us out.
what the reasoning was to single out, I don't know. I'm still looking for, as far as compliance, I have given everything that we can give for compliance. The only compliance certificate I don't have is the Western Taney County. And he said that I need to get the permit first before he'll come and look at the house. But in talking with him, he said, I've got everything that I need, and it's not going to be an issue. So I don't know where other to go than to say we've done everything that we possibly can. And I do everything I possibly can to get good people in there. All the complaints that we had, again, these people are not even living in our neighborhood, but all these complaints we've had, not once has Gary gotten a call, not once have I gotten a call, not once has the HOA gotten a call, and not once has the sheriff gotten a call. If you tell me these things are going on, call me when they're going on. I will be down there.
You are the 24-hour representative?
I am the 24-hour representative.
Okay.
And I live less than 15 minutes away.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for the applicant's representative? Okay. Thank you, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Frampton?
Good evening. Provision 4.1.3, general provision special use permit shall be granted subject to the general and specific standards obtained in these regulations. So on and so forth, and deny requests that fail to satisfy the standards, purpose of these regulations, health, safety, and welfare of the community. 226 Stony Point is not in harmony, including the health, safety, and welfare in our private residential community and private road access. Application that he made was incomplete. Procedures for the original application are supposed to 2.1, proof of property ownership, which was not attached. Full legal description of the boundaries of the proposed request was not attached. All other information submittals as required by the Planning Commission, floor plan sketch, parking with square footage basic plan, fire inspection, buffer plan, none of these were submitted along with the application. Mr. Billingsley has shown repeatedly that he's not going to follow the code set forth by this board. I just wonder if he has ever read the nightly rental code. On February 16th, public hearing for 16 other units, Mr. Billingsley spoke about his house, even though it was not on the agenda. It was pointed out for the February 16th audio tapes, he was informed that he was not and never was grandfathered in to rent his house. He was repeatedly contacted to apply for a permit and told verbally at the February 16th hearing. Even when denied a permit, he continued to rent up until last week. I don't think there's been any cars there for 4 or 5 days. And also, for the record, too, I live on Stony Point, and there are several others here that do too. On the audio tape, Scott Stark is of records stating to Ms. Lightfoot that until the CFC was issued, the unit could not be rented. He nor the rental agency checked to see if the renters are following the guidelines, respectfully the limit set forth as to the occupancy of the home. Last year, one weekend, he had in excess of 20 people in there, and he was called and told that. And his comment was that they know that there's not supposed to be that many, but I guess I'll have to raise the price, being there is. He says that he has no interest in this community except to make money. Well, he rented 141 days, according to himself, and he cleared probably $30,000. If that's not making money, I don't know what is. Attached to his original application was a copy of the Fieldstone Management Rental Agreement. Board members should have a copy. It specifically states, cannot rent on your own. All rentals must go through Fieldstone Management. The Bob Atchley letter was invalid. First of all, it states it appears. It did not state that they were definitely allowed. This letter was rescinded by the P&Z attorney, Mr. Cotty, and the HOA should have considered it appears does not give it a permit to rent. The original development permit, 05-7, did not include nightly rentals. That was recorded